taping 2H access.
Hello again, Dave.
Oh, hey! Good to hear from you.
Right now.
I just came off of Pleasantburg to make the left on Highway 276 going towards Simpsonville.
Well, you're a little scratchy into the repeater, but it's still plenty copyable.
Yeah, the repeater's a little scratchy to me. I think I'm between two buildings right now. I'm waiting at a traffic light to turn left, so that's probably one of the reasons.
Probably so. But did you get all your stuff you needed for your job today?
Oh yeah. Got all my bits and pieces. Got the compressor sitting back there in the seat, and ready to rock and roll. Get this day done with.
Before you're taking a vacation or any kind of time off, or always the worst about trying to get stuff done.
Well, you know, it's also that in the warm weather, my phone kind of, it rang a little too much, and then, of course, you know, I agree to go see people, and I kind of make it rough on myself sometimes.
Get it. That word no is sometimes very elusive.
Yeah. Well, you know, you try and help everybody you can. You know, that's kind of my philosophy. I try and help as much as I can, but there comes a point where you just can't.
Been there, done that, and like I said, I know how hard that little bitty word is to say sometimes.
Yeah, and, you know, and you get it. You know, being, you know, you're a business owner also, you know, you're the... Yeah, you gotta put food on the table.
That's correct, but I'm sure everybody out there that you've helped over the last couple of years greatly appreciates it.
I hope so. I hope so. Anyway, I'm on 276 here, so I just you know, a little bit of traffic out here. I guess a little bit of rush hour still. I don't get up. I don't generally go this way this early. A lot of times, I'm just trying to get this done, get it over with, because I got like 3 or 4 stops to do today.
Well, you know, you're sounding really good into the repeater now. Rock solid, full quality.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got the same antenna, the NR770, up on the roof. It's just an NMO mount now instead of the SO239 mount, which was on the mag mount. The mag mounts are nice. They just, I don't know, you know, putting a wire through the door, you know, it gets pinched and stuff, and it's just drives you crazy after a while.
That's the way my antenna is on the excursion here, is it's on a mag mount in the exact same scenario you were talking about, and it gets, I don't know, I want to do something different, I just haven't figured it out yet.
Just drill the hole, man, just drill the hole and be done with it.
It's not that. It's just I've been experimenting with antennas in different locations to which one works better, and I haven't found what I want to settle on yet.
Paul is leaning pretty good. One of the other guys I met just recently, his fellow Rick, he's from this area, but he lives in Florida. He just told me, just drill a hole, for crying out loud. You'd be happy with it. Get rid of the mag mount, you get rid of your problems.
With the hole in the roof, I just want to make it sure it's the right decision that I want.
I'm on grounding the antenna on the body of the car. You know, you get a full, you know, full mount is okay, but it's almost like a false ground plane. It's not a hard connection. It's not a mechanical connection.
Well, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm gonna jump out of here. You be careful today, and I'll be in and out all day, so just give me a shout. KO4HK. 73, Dave.
Will do, Patrick. Have a good day. KO4HKX. I'm about 20 minutes to my stop, and I'll be there for a good 3 hours, minimum, anyway. Have a good day. KB2HX has mobile.